98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, in just a couple of minutes, I want to talk to you about extended maternity leave. Parents of babies who were born during the COVID-19 pandemic will get an extra 3 weeks maternity leave or paternity leave, the government announced on Monday night. A post-cabinet briefing, Children Minister Roderick O'Gorman said the move recognises the difficulties new mums and dads have experienced during the crisis. He added, what the government is proposing here is that in the context of Budget 2021, to examine an extension of parents' leave from 2 weeks to 5 weeks for each parent. So that's an additional 3 weeks for each parent, and that is leave paid at a rate of £2.45 a week. Now, originally, there were calls for 3 months extra maternity leave. But no, 3 weeks is what the government is going to give. Is that enough? Is that fair? I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. 3 weeks extra. Some people saying there's no need for this. She had a great maternity leave. Didn't have people bothering you and all of that. Call me now on 6797981. Text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. And just before I take your call, Cosmos, I just want to play a WhatsApp that's just after coming in to me. We were talking about the Croke Park tour and the museum and all of that, and Gar sent us this lovely message.
Hey Adrian, as a fellow dub, I highly recommend you do that tour. It's fantastic. Coming out of the dressing room into the tunnel and then walking out into the pitch, although you're not allowed on the grass, looking to your left and seeing Hill 16, even though it's empty, it's incredible. But one thing that's really cool, Adrian, is at the end of the tour, you go into the museum and there's a virtual area where you can try and kick a few points or knock a few slitters over the bar, and it's great crack altogether. Great show. Hope everyone's safe at 98.
All right, good man, Gar. Thanks very much indeed. I'll definitely be doing that. Now, Cosmos, you're on 98FM. How are you? Hello, Cosmos? Hello? Oh, not there. Are you there, Cosmos?
Hello, yes.
Hello, hello. Wakey-wakey there.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
3 weeks extra leave for each parent. Why are you saying that's not enough?
Right, Evian, you know, having a baby is a bit of an emotional time, you know, all the family support that you need. So I will tell you particularly our story. We had twins in Cork Hospital. Unfortunately, one of the boys didn't survive. That was at the end of February.
Okay, the end of February. So you had twins, but sadly one didn't survive.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So we were kept in hospital for some few days because they were preterm. And then after we were discharged, the first case of COVID arrived in Cork. Personally, I work in hospital in Dublin, and my partner works in Cork for a pharmaceutical. And we had to arrange a small little funeral for the lads, just the two of us, because nobody could join us. And we are originally from abroad, no family member, even our friends here, because, you know, COVID was starting to heat up. It was so emotional that I had to come back to Dublin because I work in hospital, and my partner was left with the kids in Cork on her own, and it's so emotional, you know, it's very difficult. I understand a lot of people will talk about the healthcare workers, you know, whoever was working during the pandemic. I was working during the pandemic too. So 3 weeks is a good gesture from government. Ireland is a caring country. We all know about that. It's a pro-family country. I believe just an extra, maybe an extension of the maternity leave will go in a long way, you know, for those new families who had kids who couldn't see their grandparents, the new parents who didn't know exactly what it means to have children, you know, all the emotional that comes with it, just that little bit extra so people can be able maybe to go into those family groups, you know, the moms, the new moms, all kind of things, and be able to see their relatives.
Yeah, and obviously these were all things that were missing during the lockdown period for anybody who had had a new baby and without that family support and everything else. You say the 3 weeks is a nice gesture, but you think it should be more than that?
It should be more than that, personally, because 3 weeks will just go, just fly by, you know, and maybe an extra 8 weeks, I will say that. I know it might sound a lot, and a lot of people start to say, look, all of us were working, we're in it together. Like I said already, I didn't see my family since the 5th of May. The only time that I saw him was last weekend, this past weekend. That's the only time I got to go to Cork, finally, you know. I could actually see the strain that my partner went through, you know, considering the fact that we lost one of the boys and she had to stay with the small children. There was no nurse who could visit, you know, to check if the other blood was doing well. You know, all that emotional strain that comes with having a baby. So I know there's a lot of young families, you know, like new parents who got children around this time. We had a lot of stories. So maybe 3 weeks is a nice gesture. We welcome that, you know. It will be paid anyway, which is not a lot considering the fact that it's about 245, if I'm not mistaken. You know, that doesn't represent a lot in terms of what I earn. But still, you know, I'll be able to spend a little bit of more time with my children. I felt like a stranger when I went down to Cork this past weekend seeing my
children. Yeah, it really sounds difficult.
Exactly. So I understand what people are saying, that they've been in this difficult time. But, you know, having a child,
well, certainly in your circumstance where you weren't even living together at the time because of your work commitments in the health service, yeah, I can see how that's... And to feel like a stranger from your own child must have been very, very difficult. Do me a favour, Cosmo, stay there for 1 second. He would like to see more than 3 weeks. Claire, you also want to see more than 3 weeks. You don't think 3 weeks answers the problem here?
Hi, Adrian. Yeah, exactly. I have to say, I think the government, it's a positive step in that they're showing that they acknowledge that the pandemic has had an adverse effect on us new mothers and fathers as well. But I do think that they are sweeping this under with something that was already on their programme for government. I mean, they had already said when they offered the 2 weeks parents leave that it probably would be extended, that they'd look into it. So really, for us...
So in other words, this is something that was probably going to happen anyway.
Exactly, Adrian. I think it's being swept along. And for us, if we as new mothers said, oh yeah, that solves it, it would kind of mean that, you know, we were kind of completely disregarding the basis that we were looking for the extension. What the government are kind of failing to do here is to understand the urgency. We are not looking for something next year that we can kind of revisit and socialise with our child, because at the moment, the health of our child is what's at stake. And at the moment, the appointments have been missed. And at the moment, we don't have anyone to mind our child. So unfortunately, 3 weeks next year won't allow myself or my husband, you know, enable me to re-enter the workforce.
Yeah, so in terms of maternity leave, when is yours ending?
So I'm lucky enough that I can afford the 16 weeks, but I have a lot of friends. So mine is going to end the end of this month, and I'll be able to take the 16 weeks unpaid because luckily my spouse hasn't lost his job. But I have a lot of friends who have had spouses, who have had significant pay cuts, or have lost their jobs, and they can't, even if they wanted to, afford the 16 weeks unpaid. So at that stage, they're actually going to either have to make a choice between leaving the career that they've built up or a job that they need to live, or leaving their child with a friend when there's still a virus at stake and when their child probably most likely hasn't had more than one, because most children are behind the list now in terms of getting their medical check-up.
Okay, so offering an extra 3 weeks parental leave, paid parental leave now, next year, isn't dealing with the crisis that you have at this moment if you're on maternity leave and the whole issue of returning to work.
And really, Adrian, I would just say, economically, it's very difficult, obviously, to hear a group like us ask for something when everybody's fallen on hard times.
Claire, your mobile keeps dropping there, so it's actually quite hard to hear you. Do me a favour, stay there for 1 second, because I just wanted to get your reaction to this next caller. Jay, why are you against this call for extended maternity leave, which the government has said they'll give an extra 3 weeks next year, but why are you against this?
Who's going to pay for it?
Well, the taxpayer.
Taxpayer pays for it again.
Yeah.
So is everybody going to be happy then to put up our taxes? Because the way things are going, that's what we're going to have to do. I mean, to be honest, I think the pandemic worked out for the best for some people, because some people got to just spend all the time with the child. Because we had nobody coming in and annoying us. We didn't have to rush around to go out and greet people. We just used the excuse, sorry, we can't come near anybody.
In fact, somebody said that to me earlier on, that for some, maternity leave was actually better than it normally would be. Yeah. Although listening to Cosmo's story about how...
That's tragic. Oh, yeah, just want to put this out there. I'm so sorry
for
that.
It really is awful that the guy hasn't seen his child since the child was born, and that's awful.
He should be just given as much time as he needs to go and sort out that. I don't know how he is feeling. I can't imagine how he's going through. But I'm just talking for the majority of us that had... Like, we had a premature, as you know, Adrian. We had a 9-week premature. So, you know, we hadn't got an easy one. But for most of us out there, that it was okay. It was no worse or no better than normal pregnancies and births. I think it was a godsend for most of us. And a lot of parents...
Claire, what would you say to that? That lockdown maternity leave was actually better than normal maternity leave?
Adrian, I hope you can hear me now.
I can.
Yeah, brilliant. Look, I am happy for Jay. And I'm happy for everyone who found it okay. Everybody's obviously not had a great experience.
Oh, sorry, Claire, we're losing you again. I'm going to get the lads to ring you straight back, see if we can get a clearer line. Sorry, Jay, go on, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we have to get this country back to work sooner or later. Well, I mean, we're going broker and broker by the day. The bills are just stacking up. And we keep just giving stuff away for free. I mean, they're on about more rent freezes, more money into this, money into that. But just get back to work and everybody take care. We know what the virus has done. We know who's worst affected. We know how to beat it. Keep washing ourselves. We keep telling you, detergent breaks this virus down, kills it dead in its tracks. You keep washing your hands with hot soapy water. I'm not saying it's going to kill it, but it's going to go a long way. But we have to get the country back. We can't just keep giving stuff away for free. And the taxpayer can't always be bored with it. I mean...
I know, but I have a listen to this message. I had to work full time at home, homeschool, cook 12 hours around the clock as a single parent, no break, and now have the stress of lack of childcare while I'm back in work full time. I'd be delighted with another 3 weeks paid leave next year.
Everybody would. I'd be delighted with another 3 weeks paid leave. I'd be delighted with 1 week's paid leave, but it's not practical.
Will you take it, Jay, if it's offered to you?
No.
No.
Because, well, I mean, not everybody works for a big multinational that can afford it. I work for a small independent, a lad. He couldn't afford to pay me for 3 weeks and then have somebody else.
But he won't pay you.
The
government will pay.
But what will the government pay me? They wouldn't pay me full wage.
No, $2.45.
No, so how am I going to feed all my kids with, a quarter of my wage? I'm still paying my bills. Do you think my landlord's going to say, oh no, Jay, take the 3 weeks, don't worry about it, I'll cover the last 3 weeks cost on that?
Okay, so you see no need for this. Claire, have I got you on a clearer line?
I hope you do, Adrian. I'm sorry, I'm on the roof at this stage.
Okay, be careful.
I know.
A lot of people actually texting in to say there is no need for this.
Look, Adrian, I kind of see where they're coming from, in that it's very difficult during a pandemic to hear a group asking for something. And I would just say, look, no more than I won't speak to Jay's situation, I really think that Jay, no more than I can, we can't speak to every other woman. I'd love to know how Jay's C-section went. I'd love to know if he found he could drive. I still can't drive after however many months, 6 months of having my child. I cannot speak for every single woman, and Jay can't either. So my situation is like many others who basically don't want to cost the government a perpetual dole. But that will be the reality. If women have to leave work because we've nowhere to put our babies, if they have to leave work because they can't afford 16 weeks unpaid, which is what they are also entitled to, then we will be facing a choice of giving the government, look, this is perpetually, we will be on the dole.
Okay, so your point is that much and all, as it's nice to be offered the extra 3 weeks next year, it doesn't deal with the issue of extending current maternity leave to take the pressure off predominantly women having to go back to work.
Absolutely, Adrian. Really, it comes down to us using 12 weeks productively. We're not doing it to have coffee money. We're not doing it to have a holiday from work. I would love to go back to work. I've built a career. I have a solid career that I've spent 10 years building up. I do not want to leave the workforce. And in terms of costing the government, 12 weeks for however many thousand women, is going to be a lot less than if those 12 weeks could be used to put however many more women back in the workforce, because they will need their salaries. They're not going to be able to live on that amount.
All right, so it's an offer, it's a gesture, but it's not dealing with the problem, is the point you're making, Claire. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Unfortunately, I'm way out of time. That's it from us for today. Thank you for joining us. Back again tomorrow morning at 10. 98.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.